On this day, September 4th, 1921. Collins in Armagh. Mr. Michael Collins, Minister of Finance, in the Doyle Cabinet, paid his first official visit to Armagh yesterday and was accorded a remarkable reception from the people of the city and neighbouring counties. With the exception of his appearance at Doyle Éireann meetings, this was the first time that Mr. Collins has appeared in public since his name became known to the world over as that of the Commander-in-Chief of the Republican Forces. Elaborate arrangements were made by the organisers, and upwards of 20,000 people assembled to greet Mr. Collins. The day commenced with the presentation of addresses to Mr. Collins, the City Hall, a procession to the college grounds, and a monster meeting there. Mr. Edward Eamon Donnelly, president of the Armagh Sinn Féin Club, presided. The chairman said that the day had arrived at last in Armagh when it took its place with the rest of Ireland, and its representative in the Republican Parliament was here to meet his friends. Mr. Owen O'Duffy said that he had escaped the bullets and he was back there, fresh from Sandy Row. If these people in Belfast continue to ally themselves with the enemies of this country, it might be necessary for a time to cut off Belfast absolutely from the rest of Ireland. Mr. Michael Collins, who was greeted enthusiastically with the audience singing the soldier's song, spoke briefly in Irish and paid tribute to the glorious dead, to the men who had nobly sacrificed themselves that their country might be free. He went on, "Sir James Craig, that said he was responsible for peace in Northern Ireland, in Ireland today there is peace, everywhere except in the domain of his Parliament. Our proposal is that they, the Unionists, should come in. We can afford to give them even more than justice. We can afford to be generous, applause. That is our message to the North. To those who are with us, I can say that no matter what happens, no matter what the future may bring, we shall not desert them. Their parliament in its doomed building is shaking. Tyrone and Fermanagh have fallen away. They come to us for protection." Eamon Phoenix, editor's note: Collins's historic visit to Armagh, for which he had been returned in May, was meticulously arranged by Eamon Donnelly to raise Northern nationalist morale on the eve of the treaty negotiations. Accepting the freedom of the nationalist-controlled city, Collins coupled a promise of generous treatment for Unionists in a united Ireland with words of reassurance to his Ulster supporters. In truth, however, Sinn Féin had no real strategy to tackle partition already established.